Oh. Welcome back, revolutionaries, one and all, from every corner of Wisconsin. Now, you got the Rational Revolution. I am your fearless host, Mark Becker, and it's an honor. My goodness. Joe Walsh, what a guy. He just is filled with so much information and experience. And I have to say, you know, if you didn't know who he was before, I mean, he is a national figure. And he was someone that was very, very active in building the Tea Party. And so that's where he kind of comes and says that he was responsible for MAGA, because, I mean, he kind of was. He was one of the guys that really, he did it. And I think that history will be very kind and gracious to that man, because, you know, it's one of those things where you see what you had a hand in and all of a sudden they're like, oh my God. And he has worked and tirelessly and done things, you know, for people and to try to make up for that. And he means that. And I appreciate his time so very much. I want to talk a little bit about a question. I asked former Congressman Joe Walsh this, but I want to talk about it a little bit myself. I've been asked by dozens of people, okay, now what? What do we do now? Because, you know, this was a just like a whirlwind of a movement and, you know, momentum to try to defeat someone who is historically evil, right? Someone who is really, really a bad dude. And we failed. We didn't do it. And so it's like, okay, well, now what? Who's going to lead us? Who will lead the resistance? You know? And it was interesting to hear Joe Walsh talk about, well, the Democrats have to have their fight, which is true. They do. And but the thing is, the part that's kind of sucky is that this fight, we're not going to know who's going to lead the resistance and lead what we're doing for like 2 years, because that's really when people will come out and say, all right, I'm stepping up to do A, B, C, whatever. But I want to say that, like, saying right now, who will lead us? Who will lead the resistance? I think that's kind of the wrong approach a little bit. And so here's what I recommend. This is Coach Mark's 3 G's of dealing with the political loss. Okay, here we go. Here we are. The first, I think, is to grieve. Right? We have to be able to do that, because we do grieve this loss. You know, we were so intimately involved in trying to defeat this tyrant. And we have to grieve the fact that he is now sitting in the Oval Office. It's a big deal, right? And when that is over, I think we take a deep breath and we go to the second G, which is we give thanks. And this is perfect, because this is the right time of year to be able to do that. You know, we, at the end of the day, you know, I look at the people that I met. I look at, you know, the time where we put up the yard signs in Colleen's yard. And we met her, and we met people on the show. We met people, you know, at the rally in for Kamala Harris. Well, all the rallies that we went to, and the rally on election night for, you know, supporting the results, no matter what they were. Now we have to live by that. But we have so much to be thankful for. This morning I was getting my kids ready for school. This is taped earlier. And I came back and my daughter was sitting on the little bench and I picked her up and she gave me a big hug and she says, I just love you, Dad. And I'm like, you know, that's awesome. And I'm so grateful to be able to breathe the air that I breathe and see the things that I see and come home to the people I come home to. And that means everything. Because by giving thanks, you can refocus on what is important. And when you refocus on what is important, we put back into perspective why we fought in the first place. Because as we're coming up to the election, as we're in the middle of the fight, everything is a whirlwind and everything is spinning around and you're just trying to do everything and see everything and say everything and meet everybody and try to change hearts and minds. And it's so chaotic that you lose focus on why you did it in the first place. And when you put that back into perspective as to why you fought and what's important, we go to the third G as we get back up. And that's when we can figure out who is the resistance. Because when we get back up, when we fight, we win. And we will. I really believe that we will. I think that we have seen so far with some of these just wild appointments, like Matt Gaetz, you know, who is, under investigation by the very institution that he was tapped to lead. Donald Trump is not going to take this seriously. And the backlash, I tweeted this out in response to Adam Kinzinger on election night or the day after. The backlash is going to be historic. We said this with Joe Walsh today. We can look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I was on the right side of history. I was. We are. So we will win. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get there. And we just have to refocus and take some time to give thanks and remember why we're doing this in the first place, right? That's what's important. And I think that's how we win in the future. Next week, I want to talk about, I have Coach Mark here. That's me, by the way, is going to have another list for you. It's going to be the 5 to don'ts of talking politics on Thanksgiving. All right. Look at this. It's not the to do's, it's the to don'ts. And it's not what you think. So, hey, there's a little teaser for you guys. And one of the things I'm thankful for is all of you for tuning in and making this what it is. So we'll see you next week here on the Rastrum Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Make it a great one, guys. A real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well,